Yeah, I thought, I mean, maybe it's Dire Straits and they had to be, I thought they should have maybe two-phased what they all did in one swoop, because, you know, they raised prices and took away the magazine. And I get it, business model, this is how they're doing it, most places are doing that. Many people would prefer that anyhow. I got to admit, I prefer that in the journal anyhow, that I can go back anytime I want. Because, you know, what are the QSPs do? I barely look through them, and they just stack up. So, you know, it is a wise move. But you know, they raised their prices and then cut the magazine, you know, and made you pay more even for that. And that just had a bad optic. And I think what they should have done is maybe raise the prices and then maybe the next year, you know, or maybe give it 2 years and then said, okay, we're going to go to this E thing. I just thought the fact that they did them both at the same time was just kind of... It just wasn't a very good look.
W8FU, K8BB. I agree 100%. If it was me, I would have done it exactly as you described. I would have phased it, and I would have done a 3-year phase because, and furthermore, because when you pay for a membership, you could pay for 1, 2, or 3 years. They would allow you to pay for 3 years in advance, and so. If it was up to me, I would have said to everybody, hey, through the duration of your current membership, you will receive a print magazine. And moving forward after that, there's going to be a surcharge, or you can opt out, you know, or it's going to be digital. And they did not do that. So that was bad optics to begin with. They didn't honor what could arguably be a contract that was already in place. That you 2 years ago or 1 year ago you paid for 3 years of membership, and part of that membership was you received a print journal, and now all of a sudden we're discontinuing this mainstream. So that was number one. That was really, as far as I'm concerned, a big mistake. I agree with you. Number two, to piggyback that on with a rate increase as well, also a big mistake. So if it was me, if the math actually mathed. I would have done as you suggested. Number one, you know, you make the dues increase because, hey, this is the reality we're in right now, inflation's high, et cetera, et cetera. Expenses are up, whatever. Hams are dying faster than they're becoming hams. So that's number one. And then, you know, in the future, FYI, hey, everybody, we're going to move to a business model that is going to be an e-magazine rather than a print magazine. But we will honor the current, you know, we will grandfather in everybody who's paid for their up to the end of the contract. But anyone who did not pay for 2 or 3 years or life, you know, you have to do the increased fee. I would have said, hey, we're going to do this in X years in the future. Maybe it's 2 years or 3 years or 1 year or whatever. Or starting in 2025 or 2026, but to do it in the middle of 2024, right in the middle of the year, right in the middle of people's, you know, current contract, you're right. It was 100% bad optics, and I think poor business, but I can't go back now.